And welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and today we're going to be speaking with several guests who are part of what I would characterize as a peace and unity movement. It's been going on for a long time. My guests are Rick Ulfick, co-creator of 11 Days of Global Unity, 11 Ways to Change the World, at We.net, Sue Blythe of the Sustainable Living Center of the Florida Coalition for Peace and Justice, among many other offerings, and Monica Willard, the main UN representative and charter member of the United Religions Initiative, URI, the largest grassroots interfaith organization. And all who are joining me today are participants of the 11 Days of Global Unity, which spans from the commemoration date of September 11th through September 21st, the International Day of Peace. So I want to say welcome to all of you, and I'll just say hello individually. Hello, Rick, and welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and it's wonderful to be on your show again. Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome. And Sue Blythe, thank you also for joining us today, and welcome.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
All righty. And also we are joined by Monica Willard. Thank you so much for joining us as well on today's program.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yes, so this is a wonderful gathering of voices, activists, and intent in the world, and that in itself is very powerful. But I thought it would be great, though Rick, indeed you are returning after probably many broadcasts on various subjects, and I even covered the 11 days in our last program. But for those who are tuning in today and may not have heard about the We.net and 11 Days of Global Unity, 11 Ways to Change the World, can you tell us a little something about what this is and how it was started and what you're up to right now?
Okay. Well, thank you, Catherine. And yes, so a little bit of background. 11 Days of Global Unity is a program that we the world brought global partners together to launch this in 2004. And it is really grows out of the International Day of Peace and is in support of the International Day of Peace. Basically, the origin is that the International Day of Peace, which started as a resolution in the United Nations to have the opening of the General Assembly meetings in September be designated the International Day of Peace, so that any conflicts where there were ceasefires during that year could be announced at the opening of the General Assembly. And so what happened was that took place either the second or the third Tuesdays of September through the years following that resolution. And in the 1990s, there was a strong movement led by many NGOs who wanted to get behind the International Day of Peace. And they wanted to put that on a specific day, of a calendar date, because if the General Assembly was meeting on a date that was varying each year, that wasn't as powerful as putting it on one specific date that everyone knew. So there was a big movement to put it on September 21st. Even someone named Jeremy Gilley created a full-length documentary film with Angelina Jolie and many other celebrities called Peace One Day, about this movement, really, to get the UN to put it on September 21st. And the UN did eventually get around to doing that. It didn't do it quite in time to have it officially happen in September of 2001. And unfortunately, the opening of the General Assembly was scheduled for September 11th of 2001, the day of the tragedy. And then from 2002 onwards, the International Day of Peace was on September 21st. So we looked at that at We the World and said, let's kind of use that as a symbol or a vessel even for a convergence of events, you know, from the International Day of Peace being on September 11th and then moving to September 21st. We call that 11 Days of Global Unity. And in a sense, we launched it talking about it being the journey from fear to hope, September 11th through September 21st. So we had 125 events around the world. Desmond Tutu made a video for the launch. Jane Goodall and Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson and a whole long list of people. Amnesty International were honorary co-chairs and co-sponsors of the launch. And it has grown since then. It's now an inspiring international movement that takes place during those 11 days from September 11th through September 21st, culminating on the International Day of Peace. And it's become a worldwide platform for the promotion of peace, justice, sustainability, and transformation, with as many as 700 associated events in over 60 countries around the world each year. And every year, there are these spectacular events that are part of it and programs. And we'll be talking about them more. But one that I want to mention, just because it has to do with We the World, my organization, we are going to be doing our 20th year anniversary celebration on Wednesday, September 12th. And it's also known as Interdependence Day, which is one of the interdependence is one of the 11 themes of the 11 Days of Global Unity. And so we're going to be doing this event at the Church of the Village, 201 West 13th Street, near 7th Avenue in Manhattan, starting at 6:30, and it's going to be webcast. All of this information, by the way, can be found at we.net, and you can find out about this event and all of these other amazing events. And I guess we'll be talking more about this and the others as we go along, but I guess that's enough for now. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. That was excellent. So we also have with us Monica Willard, who's also a representative at the UN. Perhaps you can give us the other side of that picture in terms of the groups that you represent and this initiative of religious initiative and how that plays into the 11 days of peace.
Thank you, Catherine. Rick explained why we are here. He had a beautiful platform with 11 days to kind of look at the international, towards the International Day of Peace. The United Nations started observing the International Day of Peace in 1982, and it happened to be on the 21st of September. So moving to that fixed date just anchored what they had started with in 1982. And in 1997, the Department of Public Information started organizing a student observance at the United Nations, and I have been working with them since that time. And as the International Day of Peace got this fixed date and more people wanted to express themselves, we've set up a committee at the United Nations called the International Day of Peace Non-Governmental Organization Committee. And we've been working with people doing amazing things all around the world. My organization is formed with cooperation circles, and you have to have people from three distinct faith traditions working together on a locally chosen issue. And even though we're in 107 countries around the world, with the difference in one group might be working on the environment, another one on education, another one through the arts, but the entire organization uses the International Day of Peace as one of those dates that we share collectively. And it doesn't mean you have to do a specific thing. It can be whatever it is that you are doing that creates peace locally and connect specifically with that date. And one of the spiritual ways we do this is to ask people to pause at 12 noon at their local time for a minute of peace, a minute of silence, to just bring that peace of the universe into us so that we can carry it with us and reflect it out. And I certainly invite all of your listeners to mark 12 noon on September 21st to be a part of this global spiritual uniting force so that we embrace the planet with this flowing wave of peace. And if you don't do it at 12 noon Eastern time, it's, you know, pick any time on the hour and you will be tied into a specific time zone hitting noon for this wave of peace. And all of us can participate with just 1 minute. And with 1 minute really focused on building peace in your life, it can make a difference. And so that is one way that people can join easily, and I can certainly tell you more about how it's being celebrated in various parts of the world through the United Religions Initiative, but I don't want to go on and on.
Well, we'll come back, and you'll be able to do that, because I do want to invite Sue Blythe to talk to us about, thank you for joining me, as I said, but I'm really interested in what your situation is with sustainable living and how that plays into this whole concept of peace, because certainly I see the relationship, but I'd love for you to give that relationship and talk about how your work is tied to the climate challenge that we're facing in our world.
Yes. Well, thank you. Well, I do live at the Sustainable Living Center in Hampton, Florida, which is a very rural community north of Gainesville in the north central part of the state. We are an Earth Charter affiliate. What has happened is the organization itself was founded in 1982 in order to protest nuclear weapons. So over the years, they decided that peace education was the best way to prevent nuclear war. But the idea is that over the years of the peace camps that they did with youth and peace education conferences at Rollins College. The decision was, okay, so yes, peace on earth, but we've got to do peace with the earth. And so how are we going to teach that best? And that would be by living, being a living example, be the change you want to see. And so we are focused now on peace with the earth and the human family as an essential piece of creating the harmony that we're looking for. And I mentioned that we are an Earth Charter affiliate. We're collaborating with Earth Charter Youth Network and with the Florida Gulf Coast University, which is the only Earth Charter affiliate university in the United States. And we're hoping that we can inspire more universities and cities to become Earth Charter affiliates.
And can you tell us a little bit more about what the Earth Charter Initiative is?
Oh, sure. Well, the Earth Charter is a document that was inspired by the United Nations Earth Summit in 1992. And all through the 90s, individuals and organizations participated in a global consultation. It's like the Declaration of Human Rights, but with the earth as having rights as well, and we need to take care of this planet that is our life support system on this beautiful blue marble of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the year 2000, it was launched at the Peace Palace in The Hague. And it has 16 principles for a sustainable, just, and peaceful future. And it has been inspirational for me as an individual, and I have been using it in my peace education in schools and community groups for years, and then came to live here at the Sustainable Living Center in order to coordinate the Florida Earth Charter Initiative. And we're working with the interfaith groups locally and throughout the state because we just know that touching people in at the heart and soul of their faith is where we can come together to really claim Earth as our common ground and work together for the well-being of the community of life on Earth.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And Rick, maybe you can come back through and give a more expansive picture of the 11 Days of Global Unity, 11 Ways to Change the World, and maybe let people know what these 11 ways are and what is going on within this next period that connects to those 11 ways.
Sure, that sounds great, Catherine. So yes, the 11 themes for change have the 11 themes for change have grown out of the 11 days of global unity. And in fact, Monica was part of helping make that happen. We had a group of the partners who have been involved with 11 days of global unity. And I think it was in 2011, we decided to create 11 themes to go along with the 11 days. And those 11 themes have been developing into 11 campaigns for change. We now have over 600 organizations that have formally signed up to participate in these 11 campaigns for change. And they're really exciting. So I'll just mention briefly what they are. Unity, interdependence, environment, economic justice, health, children and youth, women, human rights, freedom, disarmament, and peace. So during 11 days of global unity, there's a focus on each of these themes, and there are many groups that are participating. And I want to mention a very interesting project that is actually creating a bridge between all of these groups. Because what we realized is that all of this work that these groups are doing is so important for people to know about, and yet it is tremendously underreported in the media, and this is by the mainstream media. And this is why independent media like Heart of Mind Radio is so important. And thank you for your dedication, Catherine, over the years, for bringing this work to audiences that otherwise would not hear about it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And so I just want to mention about this joint press release project, because it's a way for all of these groups that we're talking about now that have amazing, really extraordinary programs in September to work together to send out their own press releases about their work, but then also include some of the other allied organizations in the press releases. So, and if anyone listening is interested in participating in this, because you are doing work for peace, unity, justice, sustainability, and transformation, especially in September, you can send an email to jointpressrelease@wetheworld.org, and we will connect you in as well. Let me just mention some of the groups that are involved with the press release, but also doing some amazing work in September in this area. So the first one I want to mention is the United Nations High Level Forum on the Culture of Peace, September 5th. So that is something that is being led by Ambassador Anwar Chowdhury, and it's taking place at UN headquarters, and it is a forum, a high-level forum, that the Secretary General will be kicking off, Secretary General of the United Nations, and many UN and civil society leaders will be discussing strategies for resolving and preventing conflicts and also implementing the UN Program of Action on the Culture of Peace. So another important activity, of course, that is part of the International Day of Peace and the 11 days of global unity, is the Compassion Games. The Compassion Games, which are now in September called the Global Unity Games, are a challenge to unify communities around the world in an expression of globally synchronized intentions with locally organized compassionate action. And this year, they're expanding it beyond 11 days of global unity to start on September 8th and culminate on what they're calling World Peace Weekend, which goes from the International Day of Peace, September 21st through September 23rd. And players and teams are challenging and inspiring each other to organize actions that build bridges between peace, prosperity, and the planet. So all of these activities you can find on the Global Unity Calendar, which is something that we, the world, is doing in alignment and collaboration with many other organizations. So again, you can find that at we.net. I guess we.net is a great hub to find out information about all of these things. I also want to mention that in the New York area, there's going to be the vigil for peace and ecology on September 16th at the Bandshell in Central Park. That's Sunday. And it's an all-day event. It's also another extraordinary event. It's a festival with speakers and performers and meditations and art and exhibits and all kinds of things. And it's an annual event led by Susanna Bastarica. And I believe that there will be Prayer Society will have a peace flags ceremony there as well. I also want to mention that there will be another partner here is the Climate March. There's going to be a People's Climate March led by the People's Climate Movement on September 8th, 2018. That will bring tens of thousands of people across the United States into the streets, town halls, and community forums, joined by partners around the world. They and we will demand bold action on climate, jobs, and justice, which will determine the future of our movement and of our world for years to come. And as Sue said before, this is about not just peace on Earth, but peace with Earth. So there are some examples, and the Joint Press Release Project is a way that we're bringing all of these groups together.
Excellent, excellent. And Monica, I would love to get back to you for a minute for two reasons. One, I wanted to hear more about what your initiatives are doing, but also I would love for you to speak to the spiritual replenishment that comes through this work. I find in the work that I do with media and speaking to people that people, certainly in this region, across the country and across the world, are really facing a crisis of depression and hopelessness because they don't feel they can do anything. And I know that we're presenting all these ideas of how people can get involved, but I would love for you, as you're talking about this, speak to the strengthening of one's spirit and hope by getting involved and taking on some of these initiatives.
Thank you, Catherine, for that important aspect of bringing the spirit into it. I think we are being barraged by things that are really making us question who we are as a nation and even in the world. The polarization, the disconnects, and what we really need to do is to personally and collectively refresh our spirit. And we don't have a lot of time. The fate of the planet is really in our hands right now. We really have to pause and recognize the essential importance of putting our spirit into action. When I think about nuclear disarmament, I don't understand why anybody wants to escalate nuclear weapons. And the spirit that is needed at this time to really reclaim our planet, our home, and to recognize that it doesn't belong to just one group. We must absolutely look at this as a shared place. And this is about a total transformation in our values in some ways, not that many of us haven't been trying to live it out for a long time, but in recognizing the spirit and value of each person and the dignity that needs to be afforded to everyone in the world. And I think that this particular year, the UN has chosen a theme that even invites this to be played out in a new way, using the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It's going to be 70 years old this year. And the theme this year for the International Day of Peace is the right to peace. When we did a workshop not that long ago, one person stood up and he said, I didn't know I didn't have a right to peace.
Hmm.
And it really got us thinking, well, what is that right to peace and how do we create it? And one of the only ways that we can create it by ourselves is to personally make that connection with our spirit. And I just wanted to read a quote here. If there is to be peace in the world, there must be peace in the nations. If there is to be peace in the nations, there must be peace in the cities. If there is to be peace in the cities, there must be peace between neighbors. If there is to be peace between neighbors, there must be peace in the home. If there is to be peace in the home, there must be peace in the heart. And the fact that we must start individually with that peace in the heart and that commitment to then do all these wonderful things that can be done to show a shared action, this is a time for focus. It's a time for connecting, be it small, be it large. But let us proclaim this time for peace because our planet needs it, and we need it in our lives, in our families, in our communities, and in the nations and on Earth. So it's this interdependence and unity. There's no wrong way to do it. And I just encourage people to think of the way that makes it best for them individually and that connects them to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you so much. And so I wanted to look at your relationship with your children and your grandchildren and their grandchildren and what you're thinking about in terms of creating that dynamic. And it's called, you're calling it Future Flash Climate Challenge. And I think that this is a wonderful way to create sustainable change if we create projects and support for our children and grandchildren and look towards that the indigenous wisdom that says that we have to look towards seven generations to inform our decisions. And maybe you could speak to that a little bit.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to. I do have 8 grandchildren living in different parts of the world. And I want for each one of them a chance to live in a healthy, happy planet. And so for me, the Earth Charter, again, it has the words that helped me to come up with I dreamed up a story for my grandchildren. And it has evolved over the years to a whole program that we're now bringing to life through the universities and schools. And it's based on this closing paragraph from the Earth Charter. And it says, let ours be a time remembered for the awakening of a new reverence for life, the firm resolve to achieve sustainability, the quickening of the struggle for justice and peace, and the joyful celebration of life. And that just was so moving to me that I thought, well, how can I pass that on in a way that is meaningful for young children? And I had to go back to the time when my children were young. I had 3 girls and was just learning about, finding this peace within and what that meant in my family. And then I wanted to take it into the community, and we did that through children's songs and activities that, like a Peace Cranes project that went all through their school and then into the community and around the world. And I thought, my gosh, if there's this kind of power available to peace education, I'm going to devote my life to it, and I have. And so we're coming into a celebration, and I figure this International Day of Peace is one momentous time to celebrate the joyful celebration of life. And so we've created a way to help people play and create and just have fun learning how to create a sustainable, just, and peaceful future. And so the Future Flash Climate Challenge is really for children, but it involves the whole community, starting in the children's classrooms or their homes, and getting people involved. We're working with many churches and through the interfaith climate movement that's going on in Florida. And it's very exciting and fun, and I can't wait to just play with everybody. And the compassion games are an essential part of this. So I urge everyone to register for the Global Unity Games. At compassiongames.org.
Well, that sounds great. And if people want to find out some of these games and activities to use, you know, perhaps in their schools or with their children, or maybe their carers for children, is there a way for them to connect directly to your storytelling?
Sure. The futureflashproject.org, well, it's, don't put the word the. It's futureflashproject.org is where you can get information about that. I wanted to say that I'm going to pitch the Future Flash Climate Challenge at a University of Florida class called VR for the Social Good. So we have the first prototype of our virtual reality Future Flash Climate Challenge. And we have Earthman Lanny Smith taking the first of his tours of Florida. And so all of this is part of building up momentum for the celebration of the 50th anniversary of Earth Day in the year 2020, and much more.
And I just...
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Rick here. I thought, Sue, do you want to... mention to people about the climate conversations telesummit that is that you're doing during 11 days of global unity in September.
That would be a good idea. Yes. Well, I'm working with Siraj Syed. He's the founder of Your Authentic Self Work. And we are interviewing people in Florida mostly. Rick and Dot Naver are starting and ending this thing for the We the World, and it's just very exciting. Anyway, we are interviewing people and then working on follow-up with, after these 11 days, we're going to be working with the Florida Gulf Coast University with several of their classes that are focused on the Earth Charter. And so it's just a really exciting process. I'm so pleased to be part of it. And thank you to Rick Ulfick and that whole We the World wonderful network of peacemakers.
Yeah, I think it's going to be exciting for people to participate, because that will be online, so people can check it out from wherever they are, whatever their location is. Correct, Sue?
Yes, that's right.
And right. So,
you can register for that at fcpj-slc. www.cisterhood.org/register.
Excellent. And do you have a link to that on your site, Rick?
Yes, actually, I will probably be updating all of these listings soon.
Okay.
But I think it's also on the calendar, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But we will make sure that it is in any case.
Great. Because we.net is just so easy for people to remember. They don't even have to write it down. So I want to make sure that people get that we.net, because you can connect to much more than we could possibly cover on any one program. And Rick, I wanted to get back to you. Now, I've known you for a long time. I'm not sure how long, but at least for the 20 years that we speak of in terms of the anniversary of the work that you're doing. And I also know you as a musician and a producer. I mean, you've done a lot of amazing work in that genre. So what I'm wanting to for you to speak to is that inspiration that has consumed your attention so much that this work is the driving force for you despite your other talents and capabilities.
Right. Well, that's so interesting. I guess it goes back to my old days because, you know, I've had a 30-year music career, you know, writing music for the networks and commercials and all of that. And in the 1990s, it just occurred to me, you know, what good is a music career if the world is going down the tubes? So I started making like a gradual transition from doing music full time to becoming like a full time activist. And actually, I'm still doing music and I play quite a bit at St. Mark's Church. They have these special events there and they call me to play there and other musical projects. Mm-hmm. And very excitingly, at the 20-year anniversary celebration that's happening on September 12th in New York and webcast, there will be a premiere of a song that was written for We the World. And it was a collaborative effort. It's called We the World. And I was one of the co-writers. But we're going to actually premiere the performance of this at this event. And it really is symbolic of what we're promoting in terms of we and the common good and just the whole concept of expanding we, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are actually 9 people who co-wrote this song. And they're in 9 different locations, 3 different countries. We did it on a Zoom video conference call, or 2 video conference calls. And it's an amazing thing. And for this event, the lead singer, who's a recording artist named Heidi Little, she is actually flying in from Austin, Texas, to New York City to sing this song with myself on the piano and a bunch of other musicians. And we will have a rap artist for the spoken word part in the center of the song. And so it's another kind of inspiring aspect of what we're all trying to accomplish. And I guess that's part of our goal with We the World is to inspire, inform, and involve millions of people in creating a world that works for all. So so the music is, you know, an important piece of this because it is really, a universal language that we all understand and can participate in.
And it really does inspire. We're going to be playing a recorded version at the end of the show so people can get a sense of it. But I do invite everyone to participate in the Interdependence Day Peace Party and it's celebrating the 20th anniversary of We the World and Good News Planet. And it's a conscious, spiritual, and peace community gathering with special presenters that take place during the whole 11 days of global unity. So it'll be a wonderful event at the Church of the Village, September 12th, that's Wednesday, from 6:30 p.m. sharp to 9:30 p.m., and that's 201 West 13th Street, the corner of 7th Avenue in New York. Doors open at 6, and we are requesting you, those of you who can, I believe there's a, is it a sliding scale, or is it people just have to get those tickets?
Yes, they can, it is a sliding scale, and people can get tickets. Again, this information is at we.net, and if you want to go directly to that webpage, it's we.net/20years, and the 20 is a numeral, 20 years. And I do want to mention, thank you for bringing that up again, there, I think this is going to be an unforgettable experience, this particular event, and it will be webcast, so people can participate from anywhere on the planet, but there will be dynamic recording artists, including Al Smith, the R&B recording artist. Kristen Hoffman will be performing. Heidi Little, like I mentioned, will be flying in from Austin, Texas. The Pure Dancers, that's a belly dance group for peace, will be there, and there'll be inspiring speakers, including Deborah Muldow and Monica Willard, who is on the call on the radio show with us today. And there'll be a special video message from Deepak Chopra and the premiere performance of the song. So this is going to be really an amazing event. So we invite all to participate.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it'll be a great thing. So we're looking at the final, I guess, 8 or so minutes, 10 minutes of our broadcast today. And I wanted to give everyone a chance to offer perhaps your final comments or inspiration or reminder announcements for people to make that connection. So I'll go back to you, Monica, and see what it is you want to share in terms of inspiring people to go forward.
I want to invite people to not only participate in the 11 Days of Global Unity, but just to think about how important they are in creating this movement of compassion, of caring for our planet, of recognizing our global unity. And each person plays a part in that. And there are so many ways. I would like to quote Ambassador Chaudhry in saying that a lack of peace just shows a lack of creativity. So I invite everyone to use their creativity, add your spirit, be a part of building peace, compassion, and unity in your community, whether it is something like in Kerala, India, where they are doing flood relief and disaster management, whether it's making meals like they are doing on the service project for 9/11, whether it is feeding the poor, whether it is inviting someone to dinner, even if it's someone you've been meaning to have for a long time, do it. Reach out. Connect. And know that that connection will help be a part of this global unity because you're making it with other people.
Beautiful. And Sue, would you like to add your voice to this inspiration? We have about, I guess, another 5 minutes or so for you and Rick to put it, to contribute that.
Yes. Well, I would like to just read this paragraph also from the Earth Charter, and it is reaching into that heart space of each of us and finding ways to work together. So it says, life often involves tensions between important values. This can mean difficult choices. However, we must find ways to harmonize diversity with unity, the exercise of freedom with the common good, short-term objectives with long-term goals. Every individual, family, organization, and community has a vital role to play. The arts, sciences, religions, educational institutions, media, businesses, non-governmental organizations, and governments are all called to offer creative leadership. And so that's coming from each individual wherever they live and work and pray and play. And so let's come together on it.
Excellent, excellent. And Rick?
Sure. Well, there are a couple of things. And one thing that I forgot to mention about this event on September 12th is that, Catherine, you also will be one of the featured speakers at this event.
And thank you.
Sure. And so I'm really excited about that as well. One thing I wanted to mention before we close, and it really does symbolize what we're talking about here, is there's going to, as part of 11 Days and the International Day of Peace, there's going to be a publication of a magazine called Convergence Magazine that is edited and produced by Kurt Johnson and his team with Unity Earth. And there's an aspect of it that I'm involved with, and We the World, which is that one of the major sections of it is going to be on universal values and principles. And this is a compilation of all of the declarations of interdependence and so many other documents and principles. And it's really a very powerful project, and it's kind of bringing it all together. The Earth Charter is featured in this compilation, and also many other things like Towards a Global Ethic with the Parliament of the World's Religions, as well as many other principles and documents. So I just want to draw people's attention to looking for that. Again, we'll have all of these links available at we.net. And maybe the final idea that I can leave you with is what our dear friend Jonathan Granoff said at the launch of the We campaign some years ago, I think 7 years ago. And it's, you know, about this idea of we, right? And at the end of his keynote speech, he said, I hope that we expands so much that there is no longer any them.
Lovely. Very lovely. And I really appreciate this work. I always feel personally inspired as we have these interviews and we talk about what's happening around the world, because it's so, so exciting. But the tragedy, as you said, is that people are not really hearing about it. So, you know, in closing, I just want to let everyone who's listening understand that we can all be part of this voice of passing on the message. So I would ask all of you to go to we.net, check it out, send information to your friends or links to your friends. Maybe you have family in other states. Come to our website here at prn.fm. Click on to Heart of Mind Radio archive page, and you can download this show. You can send a link to the show and invite people to get connected to what's going on so that we can begin to expand the awareness and extend that inspiration that comes through this work, so that people who are feeling hopeless and don't understand and know that there is such a huge collaborative effort to change the world can learn about it, be inspired by it, and begin to get involved with it. So we can all work together as activists, as media broadcasters, and listeners to further this work. So I want to thank all of you for joining me today, and I want to thank all of our listeners who are tuned into this program. For those of you who would like to connect more, you can come to the website for this program, heartofmindradio.com. And I'm in the process of updating that as well and putting a lot of information there. So thank you all again for joining me today for Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. And we're going to finish up the program with a broadcast of that song. And what is the name of the song again, Rick?
It's called We the World.
All right. So thank you all. And thank you also to the Progressive Radio Network and engineers and staff and all the work that you guys do to make this possible.
Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
Okay, thank bye-bye. You.
Force field to weathers any storm. Our union makes earth heaven, the bond that we form. Shows we the world, the insects, the plants and birds. We're the stars in the skies, we create the words to describe what we see, to take us where we want to be. We all want to be free. We the mountains, reach for the sun. Everybody, part of everyone. We the world. Intentional kindness will take away the blindness. Peace and love will eventually find us. Enjoy your harmony, create your shares of unity. Spread positive vibes through our communities. We the world, we the people, envision. One that reaches all within the soul, that's the mission. Within the heart, joyously shared in peace and art. The art of share, the art of care. We say that's a decent start. The art of action in our lives ensures that the dream survives. Channels hope and equity drives. Giving back makes you tingle inside like stomach butterflies. And that'll let us rise to the sky. We the world. Said we the world. Ha ha.